Blog Talk Radio.
She said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Said she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Looking thick as fuck. And she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ass to burn. Shotgun in the fuck that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool. When I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, Shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my head. In the VIP like they ask what some kin
don't even want.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got this tendency. Scrolling through my Insta and Shorty looking kinda nice. Man, I slid up in them DMs cause I'm trying to link tonight. She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight. Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right. Everything was going good and then Shorty just started tripping. Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I told her I gotta go. She said, I thought you loved me. I told her I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, Shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
I'm
my life with her. Wife in her. She hits me in my heart, in my heart like a kick drum. Do it from the start, she was it, she was it. I'm falling, no parachute. Always talking about you. I'm telling all my friends, I think this is the end. Like, baby, girl, better know that's Bria.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Let's Talk Tuesdays. It's your boy B-Tran, my man, Radio Rep. What's going on?
What's going on, world? We have a good episode for y'all tonight. We have a guest in the building tonight, Bree Winters. How you doing?
I'm good.
How you doing, Miss Winters?
Hey,
nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
She said we take too long. It's past her bedtime.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. We're going to work on getting something going for the early bird.
I just want to throw that out there.
It's okay.
Oh, man. But for those who are listening, Bree Winters has an online store. So why don't you go ahead and tell the world about this?
I have a women's online store. It's called Always 69th Shop. I cater to having sexy and casual clothing. I started 3 months ago. And I've been just continually just doing it, really. Yeah, I mean, I've just been just busy doing that stuff so far right now, but looking to get a kiosk inside the mall, hopefully this month or next month.
Hey, okay. I guess that's
pretty good. The first person. Well, shit, hey, let me be the first person to say shit. You, congratulations on that shit, because I already know how hard it is to get to that fucking, to even open up an online store. That shit is you got to go through a lot. I can't even lie. And shit.
Yeah, it's a lot. When you got kids, definitely.
Hell yeah, shit, I'll probably make it harder, man.
You do.
You said kids, that's more than one, dude.
It's three to be exact. That's a lot.
Oh, hey, you doing it. Shit, hey, there's not a lot of people out there that's willing to do that. With kids, hey, look, follow your dreams. Follow your dreams.
Right.
You are there. You are doing it.
That's the plan, for sure.
So tell us, what made you want to start an online business?
To be honest, I actually started off last year like doing like lashes, but I was just really doing it to like find a hobby. But I had moved out here to Iowa. I'm from Chicago, but I moved out here to Iowa, and it is really hard like finding babysitters and stuff like that. So I wasn't never able to like well actual job. So it kind of, you know, pushed me to just be my own boss. And a lot of people look at me as an influencer and a mentor. So I just went with that and just said I might as well just open up my own business and bring other people in as I continue to grow and be successful. I can give everybody else the tea on how to become that, you know? So.
So I'm coming to you for advice. I'm also, look, I need your contact information afterwards.
Yeah. Like that would be what happened. I didn't really have no babysitters. I always had my kids. And plus, a lot of people used to always act like I couldn't really do anything, you know? So it kind of pushed me to just do it too as well.
Prove the haters wrong, of course.
Yeah.
I feel that.
They the haters be a motivation show.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal after you get your key out, what's after that? You got like bigger plans after that?
Well, after that, plan on staying at the kiosk like it's being permanent. It just will be for like temporary because I'm out here in Iowa, like I said, just to get my feet wet and, you know, expand and get more experience with speaking out to people that's out in public and stuff like that. So it's just to help with sales and get better at communication. But after that, I plan on getting, like I was just possibly thinking of, like a mobile clothing store or possibly a brick and mortar closer to the city.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Definitely speak that to existence.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing after that.
I believe it. You're the first person I know to actually want to take it that far. Like a lot of people I know got a lot of business online and just stopped there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Man,
no, I'm not gonna stop there because I'm gonna keep it forever. And if that's me keeping it, you know, when my kids get older, I can give it over to my kids. I'm not just thinking of it being online. I'm thinking of it being something bigger than it is, you know, for people to walk inside and see the visually and stuff. So I don't want to just keep it online.
Okay. Question.
Yeah.
As far as your clothing store or your store and everything, are you in use of models? Do you need support, promotional support and everything?
My customers are really my supporters. Like if you're speaking on like brand ambassadors and stuff like that, my customers, I usually use those people as my brand ambassadors. I usually model in my own items, you know, just to save money, but I get genuine support from people, and that's what I've been getting, and I want to continue to get that. I don't want to just bring anybody on my team and just want to just do it. So, of course, everybody needs support, but I want to make sure the support I'm getting from my business is genuine.
I understand. I just want to let everybody know out there, like I'm saying, you don't have to go out like out of your way and everything, that you can do it, not by yourself, but like you said, do genuine support and everything. So, like, because most people, you know, some people start that shit and they so quick to have, like, everybody on their stuff and like, oh, do this, but it's not genuine. And that don't last.
But I'm pretty comfortable just modeling in my own items for now. But I'm not really looking for no people to do that. I mean, people that can support back shopping and sharing and liking, I guess, and also commenting. You know, I got a Facebook page, so, and Instagram.
I'll go ahead and plug.
You can definitely
let everybody know where they can find you.
Always 69 Stop. That's my page name.
Okay.
So
they can find
you
on Instagram and Facebook with that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to need that Instagram.
When I first saw
that name pop up under my post a few back, I really thought it was a sex toys or some shit involved. Because, like, always 69, I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Until I clicked the link, that's and I thought, like, ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's why I kind of changed it. I got to finish changing it, but I changed it to always 59th. But the reason why I have that name is because I'm from the city and I'm from 69th. So that's what made me come up with the name. But I have to put the TH at the end of 59th so it don't look too much like a, you know, sexual or anything like that. But, yeah, I wanted to keep a name that I'm going to keep forever. So I went with that name.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was some Adam and Eve type shit. Like, oh, okay.
Nah. But then that's also why I added the shop at the end. I mean, I should have put apparel, I guess, instead, but I put shop at the end. But I know a lot of people know my business now, so it's fine.
Right. So, ladies, definitely check out the website. She got some nice shit up there. I was browsing through.
I'm looking at it. I'm most definitely looking at it. They like you do got some nice stuff on here.
Thank you.
we know where to go for Christmas.
Yeah, for y'all girlfriends, for sure, definitely.
So, fellas, if you listening, definitely go to her website. Get your girl something nice for her birthday or whatever the case.
Yeah, for sure.
Most definitely. Get you some Bonnie points.
Right. So what does it mean being a female black business owner?
Can you repeat that?
What does it mean to you by being a black female business owner?
It means a lot. Like, it just, it really, I mean, it's like big for me because a lot of people don't want to work with black people because they call them lazy and stuff like that. And for me, for this to be my business, I have to, like, I don't even know how to say it, but I have to be responsible of how I treat my business so people can know that all black people are not lazy and all black people are not mean or unprofessional and et cetera. So for me to be like a black business owner is like, I love it and I enjoy it because, you know, a lot of people want to shop with black people and sometimes they just don't because they get kind of wishy-washy. But
right.
For those who do know me, they know I'm like really cool and stuff like that. So I'm a really outspoken, outgoing person, ambitious. You know, I'm cool. So when people talk to me, they get me. So
hey, that's what's up.
Yeah.
And now's the perfect time for everybody, you know, because everybody wants black on this, black on that. So it's the perfect time to make a huge come up.
Yeah, that's true. That's why it has been a lot of people starting to open up their own business and stuff like that, which is good. You know, I mean, it's fine, you know.
Oh, yeah. From the beginning, right? Well, sure, there were struggles. What was the early on struggles of your own life? Getting that together.
Uh-huh.
So, like normal people, you know, normal business owners, they struggle to begin. So what were some of the struggles you had and that you ended up overcoming?
I was struggling with getting customers.
Can you repeat that?
I was struggling with getting customers.
Oh. All right, so I know that a lot of people struggle with that first off. So, like, you were posting pretty much through social media, right? Of course, you had close friend support, right? So you just worried about outside of them, reaching people outside of your close friend?
Was I worried about that?
Yeah.
What are you asking? Sorry.
Like, you had your close friends support and everything. Were you worried about reaching people outside of your close friends, like random people or friends of friends?
Well, to be clear, I really didn't have support like that, as you're saying, friends. My main focus was to build an audience and, you know, just find people that's, you know, for my brand. So I was really concerned about me making sure I can be able to find people that's looking for my type of clothing, you know. So I didn't really have friends that was really supporting. I mean, my mom was, and, you know, that was really it. But as I continued to just share, people started, like, buying and stuff eventually.
I mean, it's always you do have time. A good product, though. So, like, I can't even lie to you. Like, you do have a good product, and I really feel like people, like, actually, like, you know, I like female, most people be, I ain't gonna say, I'm not trying to be offensive, but, like, female scrolling on Facebook, and they see something, like, oh, that look cute or whatever like that, ooh, and then they click it. So, like, you got nice apparel, and then you have a legit website that looks actually fine cut, like, classic. So it's not like
too
cluttered with anything. That's why I'm giving you all your props, because I know how hard it is. So you did your thing. Like, your website, nice. Like, it's good. You did
Thank you.
And then, like, you got like how you said, you modeling your own stuff. You did good. You got your own little basis. Because when I was doing that, I have no models. Man, I'm still working on all the stuff. So kudos to you, G. Kudos.
Thank you.
My question, I got a follow-up question. Did you design?
Yeah.
Are you also the designer?
No, I'm not. I have a vendor.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to say, girl, you out here. You out here.
No, I ain't even got the time for all that, man. I ain't even got the time for that.
Nah. But, with your stuff, though, like, I'm willing to promote that shit for free. Like, I will help you. Like, I'll promote you all on my page and the All Dope Everything page. Like, because I see what you're doing, and I see the commitment. Like, you having three kids and all of that stuff. That's like, you holding up saying that you didn't really have any type of support in the jump or whatever. That's commitment, because some people just give it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm willing to help you reach anybody I can. Because we got to stick out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We are a team. And if we ain't helping each other, who the fuck we helping? So
mm-hmm.
I got you.
Dope. Appreciate it.
So my fight. Cool.
What?
My fight. Well, I can. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. Okay. Then we're going to get back to the questions and everything. Cool with that, guys?
For sure.
Cool.
Hello? Okay.
Yeah.
Cute. Oh. Time to go out. I'm putting on my birthday suit. You know
my heart beats chasing. Cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing. Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid thoughts in my mind. That is okay, that is fine. Problems, I got 99, 99. I'm humble, I'ma let you shine. But don't be crying when I'm there. Cause I'ma make it mine, make it mine. You niggas wonder what I'm rooting for. I've been to war, I got the scars. Now I'm coming for everyone that ever doubted me.
Show place, but I can't
Y'all know real quick, my co-host B Train, shit, he kicked me off the show while we was on break.
Bro, I can't even lie, personal.
I'm gonna let y'all know what I go through.
I pressed the button, bro. It didn't do what it was supposed to do.
This is what I gotta put up with, y'all. I'm just gonna let y'all know.
All right. Since we saying it, look, I gotta deal with a convict because every time this man get out of Facebook jail, he feel the need to say his to go right back.
Oh man, I just did a 7-day bid, came back 3 days, went right back for 30 days. I have 23 days left, people. 23 days.
That is called a problem, sir.
Man.
But as we was back to our previous stated conversation with our guest. I know about to say. So as far as your shop and the kiosk and everything like that, you said you're gonna do a brick and mortar and everything. Do you have any time span on that thing? Like, when do you think that is will be 100% up and running?
I don't know. Whenever God places it on me.
Hey, good answer.
I'm not even sure.
Because no, you're not in a rush.
Nah, I'm not in a rush, man.
I feel that.
So, I had a question for you that's unrelated to your.
I might have an answer.
I think I've been. You gonna have an answer? I've been asking everybody this, and it's low key just popped back in my head because he wants to be ignorant. So, do you know who the rapper? You remember Young Dro, right?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
The rapper.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, I'm trying building it up. You know, 2 Chainz.
Oh. Huh?
You know who 2 Chainz is, right?
Mm-hmm.
2 Chainz and Young Dro. Do you think they rap similar? Do you think they can be put in the same category?
Oh.
Like, at all?
No.
Thank you. That's all I had. My case is closed. That was the 100th person. My case is closed. You thought I was going to let that go?
It's been months, man. I thought you was going to let it go.
Nah. No.
Just let it go.
All right. Tune you in. We had this little segment where we compare rappers and we put them in categories because I'm saying most of these rappers sound the same nowadays. So.
Yeah.
My man Radio Rail compared 2 Chainz to Young Dro.
They're funny rappers, man.
Nah,
they got funny
punchlines. Really.
They're funny rappers. 2 Chainz makes me laugh. He don't make you laugh when he rap. That man's hilarious.
You funny as hell.
Young Dro makes me laugh.
Well, Young Dro's nice, man. I'm trying to tell you that.
When I think of a funny line,
Chicago?
I got it. Yes, we are.
Yeah, I'm from Chicago.
Oh.
But I was just out there in Iowa, Davenport.
That's what's up. That's why I plan on doing like a, my actual story.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I lived there years ago.
What's up?
I was surrounded by cars. Davenport.
It's a nice place, though. It's open, like, to, like, all types of businesses, like, as far as, like, customer-wise. Because they got a whole bunch of, like, different stuff over there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, a lot of stuff, I guess.
You ain't saying that because you're from out there. You mm-hmm. like, man, nah, it ain't nothing. You said, I guess. It's decent stuff out there. The food out there, though, I don't know.
Yeah, it ain't really out here. I mean, the
closest
they have
to
my stuff is Davenport, though.
We got to learn how to cook.
Yeah, but I was just speaking in general, like all stores, not just food stores.
Oh, okay.
I hear that. Have you?
Excuse you?
Oh yeah, you have. I clean. Never mind. Cause I've seen it. I'm about to say, have you worn your own product to showcase it? But clearly you have, cause clearly there's pictures of you in your own shit.
I'll tell you, she her mom was it. Well, she is. So, yeah, whole time but like, would you think about being a model, like stretching out from that? Like because you do
no.
own, you do model your own stuff. Would you think about
what?
Being a model?
You can pull it off. You can pull it off.
I wouldn't want to be a model.
What? You can pull it off.
A model for my brand. That's about it.
Yeah, that's
you
what I'm like.
Pull
asking.
It off.
Like when you get you a little model set or whatever and have a little runway and everything and then do a little show.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about that, wow. too. I be coming up with, like, a lot of ideas, and I was thinking about that, too. Do, like, a sipping shop or something like that.
Mhm. And just have like a little like waitresses or whatever, and they'll be wearing your stuff. I don't know, something like that. It just seems like yeah, you do have good product, and summertime just hit, so you about to cha-ching.
I don't mind being no model, cha-ching. But I'm not thinking about being no model for other people. I mean, I be promoting let's say. Other business, like girls that be selling stuff, I might buy something off their website and let's say I probably take pictures in it and just tag their stuff in it, but that's about it. I don't really think about
right.
going too far as it not related to my business because I'm just focused on mine.
I feel you. I'm saying your business comes first before you even trying to help anybody else as far as that goes. I'm saying. And then as
correct.
Far as that, like closing wise, though, that's competition. So I was like, look, the more business you bring to other people, the less business gonna take away from you. Unless it's like man's clothes. Or y'all ain't even in the same category.
Wait, what you mean?
But,
wait, what you say?
No, I said like it wouldn't be like right for you to not focus on promoting your own stuff before you start promoting other people like clothes and stuff. Unless it's like I'm saying like, because that's competition.
Yeah, well, I do both, but I don't look at it in a negative way of competition. I look at it as a good way of competition, if that makes sense. Like I feel like having competition is good because it kind of pushes me, but I don't really look at it in a negative way because I can still help other people with their business by just promoting it. I can do it, you know, just like I do mine and just tag their stuff. Like, I do that, too. Especially if we don't feel like the same type of, we don't have, like, the same niche or whatever. We don't have, like, the same apparel. It's
yeah.
kind of, like, a little different. So I would definitely, like, wouldn't mind getting some of their stuff and trying it on and checking their stuff in it because I don't sell that type of clothes. So
right.
it's not, like, too similar to my items.
That's
I want to
okay.
be able as many people as I can. A lot of people ask me, can I share their stuff and post their stuff? Like, you know, If I can do it, I do it. I don't try to not help nobody, you know. I be wanting everybody to get some customers. Like, I've got some girls, some sales from me posting a blue dress I bought from her, and them orders went straight on to Chicago. So.
Hey.
Maybe I need to start selling clothes or something. I don't know. You like Jody from Baby Boy.
That's exactly
how I was. Oh, man. That's awesome hustle right there.
You're like, $40? It surely is.
Right. I'm just sitting here trying to sell you this here merchandise.
All right. So, if I had a designer, a design clothes or whatever, and they were saying, like, as far as, like, I'll put like this. Do you only have, like, one designer or, like, one person giving you all the clothes and everything? Or
vendor?
Are you looking for more apparel? Yeah, vendor.
I have one personal vendor that I don't really speak on, but I have one. But I've been trying this other vendor out, so I guess I'll say two. But it's really one, though, to be honest, until I find another vendor.
Overseas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know typically most of them are overseas. I saw some lady posted one U.S. vendor. I didn't really look into that.
It's some in the U.S. Yeah, it's some in the U.S.
What would you prefer, U.S. vendor or you're fine with overseas vendors?
Well, the vendor I get that's overseas, she's pretty cool. And my shipping don't really take too long from her, but I want to start getting some stuff because I know some U.S. vendors I just haven't purchased from them yet, so I want to try those out and see how they stuff is too. So I won't know until I end up trying those out. But you know, being from the U.S.,
okay.
it'll get here way faster.
Real fast,
okay, for sure. So,
you already answered my next question, how fast that stuff come.
So, since you
from
Chicago,
go ahead.
We're going to play a quick little game. So, I'm just pretty much going to ask you some Chicago questions.
Yeah.
So, you from 69th, right? What is your favorite restaurant in the neighborhood?
Bye-bye. That was an easy one.
True.
Bye-bye. Or
now you like candy,
Arturo's,
sure.
But we don't call it Arturo's no more, though, but whatever.
They forever changing names around here. Now you like candy.
Bye.
Huh?
You like candy, right?
Who don't like candy?
I mean, I
don't think about that
anymore. I like candy.
It's
not,
I like candy.
You fan anymore? But what was your favorite candy shop around the area back in the day?
My favorite candy shop? I used to go to the store on Western.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
And out of your favorite restaurant, what was your favorite food to go get?
Arturo.
No, the favorite food you get out of this.
Oh, you saying from Bye-Bye's?
Yeah.
A Philly cheesesteak.
Hey, I was just for the
y'all
say.
Y'all making me hungry.
You should be going. I was just about to say, if it wasn't the Philly cheese, they got a Baba. Something wrong with you. And I know you had to have the lemonade, right?
Yeah,
that shit fine as hell.
Right. Definitely had to get the lemonade. So for all y'all who live on 69th, I know y'all be going to Baba's all the time. Definitely get the Philly cheese steak and the lemonade. I prefer the strawberry because
on like regular lemonade like that.
Yeah. What your boy said.
He said what your boy said. Hey.
Oh, if you were, you have a favorite animal?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't say favorite, but I like puppies.
So you like, what kind of puppies? Any?
The puppies that don't grow.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, the Shih Tzus and the Pomeranians,
you like
those
all
small
the,
dogs.
You like the little loud barkers and shit.
Yeah, the little small puppies.
I need my dog to grow.
Them bad boys the most vicious ones. I don't even know what you talk about. Them small ones be the most willing to attack.
Little motherfuckers. Hey, I swear. You just like short
they just
women.
Can't do nothing.
They're spiky for no reason.
I would not support that claim.
What?
You're going to get attacked by 11 small people. I would not attack that. I wouldn't. I've been attacked by small people before. I'm good. Look.
Hey, I didn't say small people. I said short women.
Look, I'm trying to tell you. See, look.
See, told you. Told you. Y'all be feisty for no reason just because y'all short. That's all it be.
Man. Look, man, I wish I was shorter. See, being tall, it's too pressure to do too much and that thing.
It is. I be at work and everybody asks me to do all the tall shit. I don't like it.
Yeah, come on. All the whole other side of the store. And then, like, when I'm shopping, everybody stop me. Like, I don't even work there. Can you pick this up? Can you grab this for me? Can you reach this for me? I'm like, damn, y'all better start getting used to this bargain shit at the bottom.
Right. Being 6'4 has a lot of disadvantages, and that's one of them.
Well.
So, do you have a favorite design, Bree?
The what?
Do you have a favorite designer that you like to purchase, wear?
Design. I thought you said some whole other stuff.
I mean, my clothes, I guess.
Oh, Tom,
hey,
I
like
GM,
that. I support that. I was looking for that, you know. I wasn't expecting shit like, you know, the typical, oh, I like Gucci or Louis or some dumb shit. I'd pull with somebody saying Walmart. Hey, I feel you. I don't own that, none of that shit. I don't know what the hell is none of that. Nah.
Man, look, I own Burberry. I can't even lie to y'all. I own the whole Burberry outfit, and that's it for the expensive shit. And that's just for business outings and shit like that.
Wow.
Other than
I'm surprised that you broke.
What, man? You eat dinner with, like, huh? What you say?
No, I'm just playing.
Man, look, I just had to.
If you got it from where I'm thinking, bro, I'm no longer going to be the host of the show.
What you mean? I got it from the
Did you get there. It? Oh, okay. Woo. I was going to say,
nah,
man,
bro.
I got it from the swamp.
Nah,
I got it from the swamp.
I got it from the Mall of America while I was down there.
Hey,
I don't even
remember
go
going
to the swamp,
to
bro.
Remember going there, you buy a shirt or whatever, the stitches get the coming out the first day wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Only thing I get from the swap is like bootlegs and bootlegs and socks.
Yeah, I get some socks.
Yeah, I'm gonna get sock man.
That's about it.
Oh
man,
God,
there's still sock man out here.
I was
one in Humble Park that I usually go to.
Bro, socks be warm as hell, though.
They do. Sock man be on point.
Like I said, whatever coming clutch, do something. You can do only one thing, you better do that shit good. You only selling socks. You better sell the best socks.
Bree, you used to take the red line a lot?
Yeah.
Do you remember the oil man and then the fruits and chews man on the red line?
Yeah.
Man, they used to crack me up. They get on that fruit.
Not like
chews,
that sock man.
Oil. Man, that sock man used to have me rolling.
He like, I got socks. Like,
I got socks. But I knew it was super legit. When they started selling soap, that's what I knew was super legit. Dude had some filet and some other shit. I was like, man, it smells good, but I don't want it.
What did you put in the box? He let you smell it? Wait, what?
Yeah, man. They said, dude had a big suitcase. He's like, yeah, I got fruits chewed. I got oils, incense, lighters. He's like, I got soap now. I'm like, what?
But if you think about it, like, the whole time, if them motherfuckers knew how to use, like, computers and stuff, like, nowadays, the motherfuckers would be making hella money.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Because all they doing is selling, like, the minimum, like, socks and shit. Like, selling them for $5, $10, I'm saying, depending on whatever you got, whatever. Not saying just socks, but, like, in general. Like, the small stuff is what sells. Like, $10 sales is because it's like, man, I can spend that and still be good for the month. Like, that little stuff be selling.
This is true. This is true.
Yeah.
I wish I had a side hustle like
all
that.
All time.
I'm too lazy to do all that.
Honestly, love, man, when we open up this store, we selling socks. All dope, everything.
I'm selling
80 socks.
I'm about to start getting some women's perfume oils, too. You know how they sell those, too.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
You know, they had, like, baby fat.
You know what's
they
up,
had all
let me stuff. Let me know when you get them in.
I will.
I love that idea, but the way my allergies are set up, I can't handle that.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. You just not my target
like
audience, then.
There we go. Keep it moving. I'm sorry. Axe over there. Axe and degree is over there.
I mean, if some women don't put on too much, that's cool. I can handle that. But some, you know, they shower themselves in that shit. And I'll be like, ooh, I can't breathe. You trying to kill me.
All right. But then that means, like, how much is too much? Honestly. Because, you got allergies.
My opinion.
Two sprays
should be enough.
Hey, sometimes it ain't. I'm just trying to tell you.
More than two sprays, you're trying to kill every insect and animal known to man outside.
I feel like me,
man, they just want to make sure you smell.
Really?
I wouldn't say it's stronger.
I don't wear cologne. I don't know. Because there are some
they last longer.
That are strong as hell. Yeah. I don't really wear cologne. More like body spray, I think it's called. But the only shit I ever wear is the shit that from the men's section of Bath and Body Works.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't wear like no.
I think that should
count.
I think that counts as cologne, though.
I don't know. I think it's actually just body spray. Cologne, I do wear. But that's only if I'm out, going out. Like, out. Not out, but out.
Speaking of that.
Not.
From Miss Wanda.
What's up?
Would you,
mm-hmm.
I said, when, bro, I said, Ms., bro, you going to say what's up. Would you consider ever, like, spreading out, to, branching out to, like, men's clothing?
I thought about it, but, nah.
My heart's broken. Why not?
I just want this specifically for women.
Okay.
You know, I'm talking about
a lot of people ask that, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Give it a,
totally
give
okay.
it a huge thought later on down the road, right? Just in case I want to buy some socks. Give it a huge thought later on down the road. I said, give it a huge thought later on down the road, just in case I want to buy some socks.
Yeah, I give it a thought.
Damn. Emphasis on the thought, y'all. Emphasis.
Hey, a thought. It go a long way.
Yeah.
But as we reach the end of our show, are there any last thoughts? Any last things you'd like to say, Miss One?
No. Thank you for having me on the
go
show.
Go ahead and, thank you for being on the show.
Appreciate it.
And then you are welcome anytime to come back and promote whatever item that you have on. Let us know when you got sales, some coupons going on or whatever, so we can go ahead and let everybody know.
Oh, yeah. All right, thank you. I got all your info.
Big facts.
So, as usual, y'all, wash your fucking hands. That's just going to be my slogan for the radio show. Here on out.
Gang gang. Yep.
Wash gang,
your fucking hands, gang gang. As always, y'all can catch my Instagram, RadioRail21, as well as HellRail21, but just mainly shoot for RadioRail21. Don't worry about my Facebook right now. I'm locked up for 23 more days. as always, catch our show every Tuesday and Friday. This Friday's fan favorite Freestyle Friday. And then catch two separate shows. Me on here on Mondays. That's Podcast Mondays. And catch me here. Me and Genesis here on Thursdays for Poetry Night. I have some promos, but I've drawn a blank. Oh, ladies, if you need lashes, go to ChristyNation.com. There's some lovely lashes for you ladies. Shout out to my podcast homie, Ray So Dope. She is back with the new season on the Anchor app and Spotify. Her at the official Race of Dope. And I think that's different. People, if you're a chef or own some type of food company, catch I think is it Wednesday or Thursdays that AK does the show with Miss Howard. Trey, do you know?
Yep. I know it's Wednesday for sure.
So every Wednesday on Instagram, what is her name? Ashley Howard. She does the CW26. So catch her Instagram. I believe it's Ashley Howard. Don't quote me, but I believe, it's just Ashley Howard. But catch her live every Wednesday. She will let you know how to get on her show as far as food business. That's it for me. Y'all have a good night.
My last thoughts. Last thoughts, as far as like the page, the All Dope Everything page will be more active. I apologize to everybody because I've been going through a lot with trying to get this apartment and everything, get out of this house and stuff together, buying all this furniture. Like I said, it's a whole bunch of new stuff for me in 2020. So I'm just going through it and stuff with the business and everything. So now that I officially got the apartment, I will be more active. I'll be making more beats. I will continue to working on all projects. And we will be starting Artist of the Week. We've been posting. Well, I've been posting it, but I'll post on it. But we will be starting a Artist of the Week. And I want to start a Poet of the Week, too. So I'm talking to Genesis with that. So.
Okay.
And my last message, like he said, wash your fucking hands already. Took my shit and just went with it. I made it a hot long. You made it a hot song. Ain't that what Jay-Z said?
Yeah. Oh, and again, go ahead and give everybody your business name and social media handles so they can catch your business.
My Instagram and my Facebook is always69shop. That's both Facebook and my Instagram. And my website is www.always69shop.com.
All right. Thank you for that. So, right. Again, you are always welcome to come back on the show anytime you want. Just let us know. And I'll have Trey get in touch with you as far as promotion on the ABE page and everything else.
Okay.
So, everybody, have a blessed and good Tuesday night.
Bye.
Gang, gang.